Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. How are we? Well, today is a good day. You know why? Because it's a walking day. And every day that's a walking day, regardless of weather, is always a good day. So today, I'm out social hiking my way along the remains of the Cromford Canal. Some of you may remember my previous boo from the Great Northern Basin down there in Langley Mill in Derbyshire. Well, I decided that it was high time, and it's been something I've been wanting to do for a while now, that I would hike or walk along the length as best I can, the Cromford Canal. So I set off from home this morning after dropping my daughter off at school, parked my car at Cromford, and I walked from the Cromford Mill there in Cromford all the way down the length of the intact section to Ambergate. While I was there, coming out of the Gregory Tunnel near Wat Stanwell, I met a great gentleman called Stuart, and he'd been listening to my PeteRoots.com podcast, and that was a real boost to meet someone again that's familiar with Pete Roots and familiar with the things that I'm doing. So after Ambergate, we left the Derwent Valley and we headed into the Amber Valley, and I followed it past Bull Bridge, over the road towards Buckland Hollow, and then we walked towards Lower Heartsea, and then there is the excellent engineering marvel that is the Butterley Tunnel. So obviously I couldn't follow it through the tunnel. It is now fenced off and it's caved in a few places throughout its length. It's 1¾ miles long, and it was built for this canal, obviously, that was opened in 1794. What an engineering masterpiece to build something like that, a tunnel that is 1¾ miles long. And it also had the wind is taking my breath a little bit. Hopefully you're being sheltered from the wind. I'm doing the documentary trick and using the wind cover, the windshield from my Zoom H1 to protect you a little bit from the wind. It's planted on the bottom of my iPhone. So I'm going to continue on a wee bit more now. I had to take a detour, obviously, to get around the Butterley Tunnel. But you can pretty much follow the course using a road that goes past the Derbyshire Police Headquarters. And it eventually comes out, the eastern portal is in a place called Golden Valley. So I had a short break just there at Golden Valley, and I headed down towards the Codner Park Reservoir. So I followed the canal even further through a village called Ironville. Please excuse the wind, it's very strong. I'll try and put my back to it a wee bit. So I followed it past Ironville, and I'm now walking towards the final section where it will swing in a southerly direction towards Langley Mill. At this point you can clearly make out the canal bed. It's a river that's flowing at the moment, and I've passed a series of locks, but I do know from previous visits here, when I've been out geocaching, that the canal is filled in just up ahead here. And yes, I can see it looks like it's blocked off, but it may well be another lock, not quite sure, because the bit that I've walked is still further down. Right, so the canal itself is 14.5 miles long, built by William Jessop and Benjamin Outram to serve, obviously, the mill owned by Richard Arkwright, which was opened in 1771, the world's first factory, a bit of trivia here, and many of the local industries around the place. Mr. Jessop and Mr. Outram were founding members of the Butterley Company, which is just back there in Ripley. Right, so I'm going to continue walking on now, and I'll speak to you again very soon. There's some people coming. Bye for now. Right, I've just come back for a short second there. I've passed the people, spoke to them about the canal. They seem to have been local people that walk this section quite regularly, actually. So I'm going to continue on. I'm going to also attempt to post this boo now. It is 1400, so 2 in the afternoon. I'll include a link to my social hiking shareyouradventure.com map. So if you catch this before, let's say, 4 o'clock, then you should be able to see my progress live on an excellent map created by Audioboo's very own Phil Sorrell, aka Daylight Gambler. Speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now.